Ladies and gentlemen, what's going on? Welcome to episode 158 of the It's Obvious Gaming Podcast. I'm Preston Pugh, and I'm joined by my two best friends, Garrett Drake.
Hello, gentlemen.
And Jacob Alka.
Hey, guys. Great to see you again.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
I'm well. I'm living in fear that my mic's going to sound like ass this week because Casey's dog ate my pop filter, the ones that you and I press our faces against every week.
Yeah.
And everyone makes fun of us for it on the internet. Mm-hmm. At least people that don't listen to this podcast consistently.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping this distance will prevent me from sounding like I'm pounding into people's
ears
all week.
Sure, it'll sound great. I like to be optimistic.
We'll see. I like to, too.
Mine's kind of decomposing.
It is. I might just buy us two new ones this week when I go to the store.
Okay.
I go to the music store.
The stove.
Jacob, it can be like one gentleman we know where we go to the music store and pretend like we know everything about everything there. And like pick up all the guitars and
I know this explain
all the components and play all of them. So
Give this a strum?
I'm going to be that guy at the music store when I go in.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't mean to cut you off, Preston. I apologize.
It's fine. Test out all the drumsticks.
Trying to just see how Jacob was doing.
Mm-hmm. No one really cares, you know, so no reason to ask.
That's true.
Right? That's false, Jacob. I give a shite about how you're doing.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I'll take all the shites you can give.
Sometimes I give a shat.
Oh.
I think that's one of the funniest words. Shat. The past tense of shit.
I haven't heard it in a while.
Yeah,
so
I don't
think you
often use it. Whenever I hear it, it gets a good chuckle out of me. Mm-hmm. A good belly chuckle.
Yeah.
So
is the belly chuckle like, you know, you're leaning back and your belly's kind of puffed?
It's the kind of chuckle that just,
out.
You could have a good abdominal workout from laughing.
I've had those,
So.
You know, there is like laughter yoga classes.
Is there?
Yeah. Have you seen that?
Is it like a comedian, like a stand-up comedian running the yoga class?
No, it's like you go there and if you have any, there's videos on it on YouTube.
I think I've seen this before.
They'll be sitting in a circle and somebody will say, I have stage 4 cancer. And they'll go, ha, 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 very good. And they like laugh their problems away.
That's weird.
It is weird. I've seen that in like cringe compilations I've watched.
So you have to have really serious problems to be accepted to the class?
I have a
drug addiction.
Yeah, you just laugh it away. Yeah.
Could you say you're a serial killer and you're going to kill everyone in the room and everyone will laugh it away?
Laugh at it?
I'll be honest, I'd like to slit all you ear from ear and everyone laughs.
Ah,
yeah.
That's a good way to blow off some steam if you think about it. If everything's acceptable about what you're saying. I mean, could you be a full-blown racist in there and everyone would laugh it away?
Garrett.
I'm not saying this is something I would do, but I'm saying, can an individual like that go in there?
These are the questions we need to answer
to get into laughter.
I bet there's
therapy.
Some rules. There's probably some rules.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, what else is going on?
Not a lot this week, Garrett.
Really?
Yeah.
News-wise, nothing.
Yeah, it's the week after E3.
The Steam sales going on.
Their load.
Yeah, the Steam sales going on. So
I haven't had a chance to take a look yet.
Everybody's blowing their load on that.
Mm-hmm. Preston, you want to share what you bought on Steam this week so far?
If I can remember it, I picked up Devil May Cry 4 Special Edition because I am pretty psyched for Devil May Cry 5. That trailer just looked so cool. And if there is any genre that exists that I have neglected in my life, it's been the hack and slash genre. I don't play a lot of those games.
Let me interrupt you. Fire Emblem Warriors, Preston. It's everything you could want in that genre.
Yeah.
My goodness.
You're right.
You know, I could loan you the game.
You could. I would. Yeah.
I haven't finished it myself because, you know, I have a lot
it's
of
so
stuff
good
on my plate.
You don't
plate.
Want it to end.
Yeah.
I understand. I might take
let me
you
know.
Up on that.
Let
yeah,
me know.
I'll let you know. But, yeah, the only hack and slash series that I've actually like really somewhat been into was the, you know, the God of War games, but I want to finish Bayonetta at some point because the third one's coming out.
I have another question.
Yeah.
Would Bayonetta be considered hack and slash? I know it's more gun based, but
it's more gun based.
Well, I think
what
I don't know anything about Bayonetta.
No, that's
I see Bayonetta. She has guns. I assume what she is. She shoots guns. I don't know.
You played some of it though, right?
I have not. No,
you haven't. No, it's a hack and slash game. Okay. Guns are just a part of. Guns are in Devil May Cry too. It's just a part of the combat. You're not aiming with them or anything.
Okay, well, sorry, I don't know.
It's just a
newbie
set of
gamer.
Moves you can interweave into the melee combat. Mm-hmm. But no, Devil Bayonetta is almost like a. I think it's almost like a successor, like a, what are those
spiritual successor
to like Devil May Cry? I think
I
know it's.
I feel like I've
Capcom,
heard that. Yeah.
I think is it Capcom or Sega? I think it's Capcom. I don't know.
Yeah, it's Capcom.
But it's they're similar. But yeah, I've always heard of Devil May Cry. I've heard they're great games, so I've played a few hours of Devil May Cry 4, and I think it's pretty cool. I love the cheesy, like, slash badass lines from Nero. I think he's a cool dude. Dude, his sword has a freaking, like, motorcycle throttle. Like, you throttle it up to make it more powerful. How cool is that?
It's awesome. Yeah.
So
do you do it while it's holstered? Or do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you have a gauge up there near your health, so you're like
so is it kind of like while you're in combat, you're kind of balancing, like, when you charge it?
Yeah.
That's really cool.
It's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Then you have this big-ass revolver that you can shoot as well, and you're just kicking like these giant demons will come out of these stone tablets and they'll just talk to you in these low voice, like, I'm gonna kick your ass. Like, literally, they'll be like, I'm gonna beat the shit out of you. And then you have this demon arm, and when they get low on health, you just pick them up and you just slam the shit out of them on the ground. And it's so satisfying. It is just kick ass simulator. So cool. So I'm enjoying that a lot. So yeah, playing that to get prepped for Devil May Cry 5. If I like it as much as I'm liking it right now, I might go back and just get the collector's or special edition, whatever, for the first three games and play through those. Maybe not two. I've heard two is just awful. But yeah, if you're a Devil May Cry fan, let me know if I'm enjoying 4 a lot, if I should go back and play 1 and 3. So I got that Dying Light. That was on sale. I think that was on sale prior to the Steam sale, but I picked it up during the sale. Really fun game. Funner on PC, I guess, because it runs better.
PC Master Race.
It's PC Master Race. It runs better and shit. So that's fun. I picked up Valkyria Chronicles, which is a game that has interested me for a while. Do y'all know about this game?
I don't know. I don't
know. I know of it.
Garrett, I think you would like this game a lot. It is an anime World War II strategy game, where I've only played about an hour or two of it, and you pretty much have these tokens that you can spend to move a character. So it's like you see the map overlay and you see your troops and the other enemy's troops, and you can control one of your troops, but then it goes into like real time, like over the shoulder camera, and you have like a point bar that as you move, it'll deplete. And once per turn, you can shoot, but you actually aim and shoot. And I'm assuming it gets a lot more tactical as time goes on. But just the art style and the story is pretty interesting so far. And it's just a fun strategy game. So it's like $3 right now. So why not buy it? It's pretty cool. Valkyria Chronicles 4 is coming out this September as well, which is why I'm even trying this out to see if I would be interested in that.
It's a busy month, Preston.
It is a busy month, so I probably won't, but it is a cool game and has my interest. And what else did I get? I finished Destiny 2's The Warmind thing. I thought the boss fight was actually pretty cool. You fought a giant hive worm thing.
It's basically a hive god, and you fight on a story mission.
Yeah,
that's my problem with it.
Yeah.
It should be a raid encounter.
It was pretty cool, though. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
I liked the bosses at the end of both of the DLCs. I thought they were pretty cool. This one was my favorite for sure over the Osiris one.
Yeah, it's because it was so different, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's fucking crawling around on the battlefield or whatever.
Yeah.
The stage you have to find.
He one-shot you, too.
Oh, yeah. If he hits you, you're dead.
Yeah, you have to be careful. So I'm up to power level like 340-something. Nice. So
pretty close to
I'm
me.
I'm pretty up there.
Like 360-something.
I should be good for the Forsaken. I think I should be adequate power level for that. What else did I play? I played some more Now I hear people say Vampire now on the stuff I listen to. So I'm going to call it Vampire again.
Okay.
I'm playing Vampire. I'm not as far as I was. It's really hard. I'm not as far as I was the last time I talked about it. I'm probably about an hour deeper into it. But it's really hard for me to play that game recently because I'm just so busy. And if I play a game, I don't have a lot of time to play it. So I kind of just have to get in and get out. And Vampire, when I start Vampire, I just want to play it because I like it a lot. So hopefully there is a stretch of time where I don't have to really do anything in the near future where I can just sit down and knock that game out.
Sure.
Play a little more Gears. I'm sure I'm missing. Oh, yeah. Played more Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze.
Don't sound so upset about
it. I am continually amazed at how many games you can play in one
week. But it's like I play like it's like snack sized.
Still though, it's impressive.
He just likes to whet his appetite with a bunch of things.
There's so many games on my Steam library that I'm just half the time I just stare at the screen and I'm like, what do I do?
That's what I do sometimes. I'm like, do I want to do this? Do I do this? Yeah. And sometimes I just don't play anything.
Yeah. And then I don't play keyboard and mouse for a few days. And then I get back on it and it feels so weird and I get paranoid. I'm like, did I forget how to play? So then I have to, I'm like, I have to find something that I can just jump in and shoot stuff really quick to see if I still know how to use keyboard and mouse. So then I pull up The Division and I play through that for like 30 minutes. Then I hop on Far Cry 5 to just run around and shoot stuff.
Have you played the DLC for 5? Is that out yet?
No, it's out, but I'm probably not going to get it. So I just shoot stuff for a while in there. And then I was like, why is my computer on the desk with my monitor? I felt really claustrophobic one day. So I moved my computer off the desk onto a smaller table. Well, my DisplayPort cable wasn't long enough. So then I ordered a 10-foot display cable and then that came in. So then I moved my computer off the desk, which I had to drill more holes into my desk because I have to have all the cables going through the exact middle of my desk now. So I had to do all of that.
Why do you need them all to go down the same hole?
Go down the same hole because it will annoy me. Yeah. So I have to do that. So
you wouldn't like my setup. compared to yours.
Then you should see it once I finally move. What I'm gonna have it looking like? It's gonna look so cool. So that's pretty much all I did this week gaming wise. So
excellent.
Wow. Yeah.
Jared, you go next.
I played Mario Tennis.
Nice.
A good bit.
I've been playing that as well.
By good bit, I mean about 3 hours tops. Actually, that's an exaggeration of about an hour and a half.
It's probably about, I probably played about three.
So I played about an hour and a half of Mario Tennis. I got profoundly bored with the campaign. Yeah, like, I was almost impressed with how bored I was.
It's bad.
And I wasn't bored because it's bad. I was just like, I got the idea of what they're doing. It basically teaches you how to play the game well in a creative way. Instead of being like, just play matches over and over and over and over again. It's like, here's a creative way to practice your top spins or your slices or your flats.
They like throw obstacles in some sense.
Yeah, so it's kind of interesting in that way, but I got pretty bored pretty quickly. I'm going to finish it because I want to unlock all the courts. But I played many tournaments. I played all the tournaments versus the computer, and then I played a couple online tournaments. I always made it to the finals, but I've never beaten anyone in the finals. Some people are just visceral in that game, dude. Like, holy crap. But I've gotten a little better. I've kind of figured out how to block certain shots and counteract other ones and when to use shots at the right time and everything. So I haven't gone back to playing online tournaments since, but connection's hit or miss. Like, with the demo, I've played a couple tournaments where it's silky smooth and other ones where it just lags to hell and back. It's so bad.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite character yet?
I don't.
Have you tried?
I've mostly played Yoshi and Boo.
Do you know what they were classified as?
I guess Yoshi's speedy and Boo's tricky.
Okay.
His trick shot is almost unstoppable at times.
I fought against him on the story mode and he has a wicked curve shot.
Yeah, his is insane. If you do that at the right time online, you'll get it past someone every single time.
Yeah.
It's just about using it at the right moment.
Isn't the curve shot the B button?
I get all the buttons confused on Switch. I think it's like the absurd how the buttons are.
Y is purple, which I think is more powerful. And the B is the blue one, which is more...
Yeah, the blue shots is what I mean, yeah.
Whatever, and the red one's just regular? I don't know.
I think so. Yeah, I've kind of lost understanding of why that shot even exists.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what purpose does it? It isn't fast.
I think they all have like a strength to them.
I mean, that one's good for, I guess, blocking certain shots, but...
Then if you do up and X, it's a lob.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you...
Down and X, down it's and like X. It's a lower shot.
Like a shot that dies.
Mm-hmm. So... I like it a lot. It's super fun. Mm-hmm. I want you and I to play together. I know we're going to crank out a couple of videos this week. Man, I'm so stuffed up. I'm considering having my nose just removed.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so over it, I might just have my nose removed. People look like a Red Skull. That. And then I will tattoo my face perfectly red, or solid red, and I'll just be Red Skull the rest of my life.
That sounds like a fantastic
At least I'll be able
idea.
To breathe at that point.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's all I played. I saw Incredibles 2. You guys seen Incredibles 2 yet?
No, I haven't.
It was excellent.
It's really good.
Loved it. It was very good.
You were a little hesitant earlier.
About what?
Incredibles 2.
Was I?
Mm-hmm.
I must have been busy.
When the
doing
first
something.
Trailer came out, you were a little
was
skeptical.
I?
Yeah.
I have no memory of it.
Yeah,
I'm so busy, I have no memory of what I did like an hour ago. No, I loved it. It was great.
Nice.
Yeah.
Would you recommend it to people of all ages?
Certainly. Yeah, I hope they make a third one. because it felt very much like a middle chapter.
Hmm.
But it
was there like awesome. Another little hanger at the end?
It's not a hanger. It's just, I wouldn't say it's an overly satisfying conclusion.
Okay.
I just need more out of those characters.
We'll just wait 13 more years or however long.
Yeah, another 15, 20 years, and then we'll get the third one. So that's kind of annoying, is that they're going into Toy Story 4, which Toy Story 3 ended on a perfect conclusion, but they're like half-assing the sequels to Incredibles.
Yeah.
So I won't say half-assing, that's not fair. But taking 14 effing years to make a sequel, that's a little absurd.
And Toy Story is their cash cow.
They probably just didn't want to make one, you know?
They claim it's just, they say at the beginning of the movie, if you go see it in theaters, it's like, yeah, it takes a long time. And like the animation and the story, like I get that, but 14 years.
I mean, obviously they haven't been putting all their efforts into it for 14
but
years.
It was worth the wait is what I'll say.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot. Animation was out of this world, of course. Really liked the story as well. A lot of great new characters and it was great. Mm-hmm. No complaints on my end.
Nice.
So I don't think I have anything else to say. Oh, yeah, shout out to Cameron, who I met at Smissel Bar last night. I'm pretty sure it's Cameron. It was so loud, and I was so busy in there that, Cameron, I got to be honest, dude, I don't remember how our conversation ended. I was still in Jacob and Preston that we met and talked for a minute last night, but I was so busy, and I'm so tired that I don't even remember our conversation ending. I remember speaking, and then I think maybe a band member came up to me and asked with help for something, and I had to go help him. But I was going to continue talking to you. I could have hung out for a little while, but I didn't know if you were still there or what had happened. But it was madness at Smith's last night.
He probably just walked away because he was so disappointed that you wouldn't talk to him.
Yeah,
I'm
sorry, Cameron, if I was not trying to blow you off. That's what it seemed. Because I was concerned about it after work because I was like, what happened? I remember how our conversation ended.
Did I actually meet this guy?
But Cameron, it was great to meet you, dude. On Discord, I think you're Ciaron. If that's you, please let me know because it was great meeting you. It was awesome. It was the first OG I've ever met in person.
Yeah, pretty cool.
This was great. Yeah, but work was chaos last night. I was there from 2:45 p.m. till 3:30 a.m.
Nice.
There was an early show, a late show, and then a comedy show. And all of it is gone. I don't remember any of it, hardly.
Comedy show.
Yeah.
Was it a hoot?
There's a couple good comedians. There's typically one or two good comedians at those shows, and the rest are so cringeworthy that I almost want to run for the hills. I hide under a table, basically.
You got to start somewhere.
I get on my computer and pretend like I'm doing something, when in reality, I'm just trying to block out the sounds of their voices because it's painful.
Mm.
So, but yeah, that's how it went. That was my week.
That's great.
So. Nice, man.
But going forward, much more free time. Jacob and I are going to crank out some videos this week.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it.
I may or may not contribute to streams. So I haven't talked about it yet. But yeah. I have more free time going forward, you know, because I finished school. That was death, as I've said for weeks. Had E3 craziness, post E3 craziness. On top of that, I worked every night of the week this week. But finally, school's done. E3 coverage is done. Schedule's back on track to being normal. So videos will be returning.
Super exciting.
It is.
So we're actually going to have something on our YouTube channel besides
a podcast. Yeah, for the first time in, I think, 15 or 16 weeks.
Wow.
That's got to be some kind of record.
What are the odds of a show like Ask IOG coming back?
That's a good question. One we should ponder in silence while I filter out this air.
I like that.
Ask IOG would be great. I have time. We have no excuse.
We have a lot of questions.
We do. We have plenty of questions. We should do some.
Yeah, we should.
We have enough for at least 5 solid episodes.
Gosh.
We should crank that out.
Yeah.
Jacob,
we'll
nail
down a day.
What'd you do this week, Jacob?
I streamed a lot. A lot more than I ever have or we ever have on the channel. It was a lot of fun. And that's where I did most of my gaming primarily. Finished Rise of the Tomb Raider. Solid game.
Yeah.
It got me super excited for the next one.
What'd you think about the ending? Just not story-wise, just the...
Oh, yeah.
Just what happened.
Just it was awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's like it gets me super excited to see, like, oh, they're kind of toying with her, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
We'll see how that unfolds. Don't really have much more to say about it. There was a lot of cool set pieces in the game.
Yeah.
A lot of different biomes, I guess you could call it, where... nothing ever felt too stale because you were traveling all over the place.
Yeah, I liked the last area a whole lot.
Yeah.
It was a change up for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just came out of left field. Like, I didn't expect anything like that. What else did I play? Been playing Mario Tennis Aces. didn't play this on stream because I don't have a way to stream my Switch right now, but mostly just echoing what Garrett said about the game.
Just point your webcam down.
Yeah, yeah.
And just play it.
Dude, right I there. Never thought about that.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
But the online is... I played a couple matches. It's fun. I haven't done any tournaments yet. But the campaign is... It's not good. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't recommend it to anyone.
I don't even know if it's bad. It's just it's not unsatisfying.
Good. Yeah.
It just gets boring really quickly. Like, I get excited when there's actual matches to play, but all the other stuff kind of
I just
sucks.
Wanted more from it. I wanted there to be like... just a progression of a story happening or something, but it's just like all the dialogue that happens is in a menu screen. It's just dialogue boxes with Mario and Toad standing next to each other, and they just like make faces sometimes.
I love Toad though.
Toad's awesome. Mm-hmm. But you know, I was expecting more just coming because it's the first campaign since the game GBA version of mm-hmm. Mario Tennis, and that was a pretty solid I guess you'd call it story campaign mission in that game. Although it's been a long time, so maybe I'm biased or I don't remember correctly, but I remember that one being really good, and this one's just not. It's more of just like a mini-game simulator.
I haven't seen all of the courts in the game, but I think it'd be cool if they had some from other properties outside of Mario, including Mario. Maybe some from Mario Odyssey, like yeah. Maybe a Mario Sunshine court, New Donk City one. You could have a court from all the worlds in Mario Odyssey. I think it'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe one in Hyrule, like Breath of the Wild Hyrule.
Is Link in the game?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't even know who all the players are.
That'd be kind of cool, though, if Link was in there.
He should be in there. That'd be cool.
Then you get to the point of it becoming like a Smash Bros. Tennis.
Yeah. With all the characters. Hey, he's in Mario Kart.
Yeah, I think it'd be cool if maybe with DLC, if they added additional courts like that and some characters as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine they do a bunch of
Fortnite
DLC.
Characters, dude. Yeah. They use a pickaxe as their tennis racket.
Speaking of Fortnite, I've been playing Fortnite for the first time this week.
On PC, right?
Yes. How do you feel I did
about
try it?
It
on Switch. It was not good.
I tried it. Because
I barely
too.
Know the controls on PC, then I tried to move to Switch, and it was a nightmare. But and my sensitivity is just way off. But on PC, I'm still very bad. Because everyone's been playing for months and months, and everyone's just building all over the place. And I'm just like, how do I switch my weapons?
Yeah, that's me when I play.
So, but I'm still having a lot of fun. It's a really fun game. I haven't gotten bored of any one area because there's just so much on the map. Just everything has its own little variety, and you kind of learn where all the chests are in each building, and collecting resources is always fun. And I've gotten a few kills, you know. So I'm learning very slowly, and I. Hope I can hold my own here pretty soon.
Nice. I told you, I don't know. Something must be wrong with me, because I can't find satisfaction in Fortnite at all.
I think we need to do well.
I guess. I downloaded it on Switch, and I didn't even get... I landed, I shot someone, and I was so historically bored that I just deleted the app off Switch.
Strange, yeah.
Something's wrong with me.
Do you enjoy
PUBG? I was like, why am I so bored with this right now? And I deleted it.
Do you enjoy PUBG?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it mostly when I was playing with Preston and Jay, which we did maybe 3 times.
Yeah.
But maybe it's because I was playing by myself. Maybe if I played with buddies, I'd enjoy it more. Yeah. But yeah, something's wrong with me, I think.
Yeah, maybe.
Everyone else are mad at me for saying I was bored. I get it. Yeah. I would be mad, too, if there was that much hype and success with the game and some asshole's like, I was bored!
Yeah.
I'd hate me, too.
I mean, I kind of had this...
Oh, man, it's just cool to hate Fortnite.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't hate it. I'm just wondering why I don't like it.
Fortnite on the internet is people just ragging on it.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't have fun with it, but I think it's fascinating at the same time. Yeah.
I mean, I had that ideology, but I had never tried it, and I tried it now, and I think it's a solid game.
I want to play with you guys on PC. Maybe I'll have a little more fun.
Yeah.
Play with you guys in the OGs.
You could probably play on your Switch, though. There's crossplay.
At the very least, if you're streaming this week and you hop on that, I'll have time. Maybe I can join you guys.
Yeah, I'd love that.
That'd be cool.
What else have I played? More Overwatch, more Destiny 2. It was Iron Banner this week in Destiny 2, so
I played some of that.
I got 6v6.
I got to use that code you sent me.
Yeah.
Man, I hope I didn't delete it. Did you text me the code?
Yes.
Was it like a picture?
I think so.
Okay, I should still have it.
You gave him a free copy of Destiny 2?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very, very excited.
It's in my humble bundle.
I'm going to check out the Steam sale when I get home from work tonight. I'm very excited. I'm probably going to buy Dying Light as well.
Yeah, it's a good one.
What else did I play, guys? It's been a long week.
Hunt Showdown?
No.
No. That's a shame.
That's on sale, but not enough.
Yeah.
I'm in the same boat with, like, the cult fan base at this point, where there's, like, a solid, like, 3,000 people.
Yeah, I don't hear anyone talk about it.
Super into it.
They need to have, like, a free weekend to get
I think they
people
do.
Into it.
I think if it was free to play in general, more people would play it.
I just, I don't want to drop $30 on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If it was, like, 10 or 15, then I
get that.
Sure.
I think if they dropped the price and made it free to play, it'd have a lot more success.
Yeah.
And went the cosmetic route.
Because it is cool. I do like it. I just...
The problem is
multiplayer-only games right now are just not my thing. Okay, I just don't want to drop that much money on it.
I think the challenge with it making free-to-play is that there isn't really a need for microtransactions because the game is all about managing your currency as far as buying new items, and it isn't really even cosmetic-based because all your hunters come with pre-existing outfits and stuff. So there isn't really a place for microtransactions in the game, so they kind of have to sell it. But I think if they dropped it to like 15 or something, like you said, they'd have way more success. But it's funny because they always tease... You know, like updates and minor tweaks to the gameplay and new weapons and ideas and stuff. But it's always funny when they release something. Like there was this tease for a new song for the game called Devil in the Courtyard or
Devil
something.
Devil in the Swamp.
Yeah, something like that. And everyone thought it was like a new boss. Everyone clicks on this video like, oh shit, new boss. And it's just like a teaser for like a new song for the game. It sounds like a cool song, but everyone's like, what the hell? I thought this was a new boss.
Yeah.
I think they need another map and a couple more bosses. But I told you the last time I hopped on, it is incredibly optimized compared to the last time I had played. It is buttery smooth. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Very satisfied. I'll stop talking about Hunt now because I'm the only fan.
That match that me and you played where we were waiting for those people to escape is one of like the most stressful things I've
That's
ever
why
done
I'm addicted
in a video
to it.
Game. It was so tense and just my adrenaline was just spiking through the roof when we were doing that.
And being on the other side of that is exciting, too. When you think you're about to escape, and all of a sudden a bullet whizzes over your head, and you're like, shit, and you get in this big firefight at the end. Mm-hmm. Especially when you're in the middle of a boss fight, and all of a sudden someone starts shooting at you, and you're both in a compound with a boss running around, and you're hiding from each other at the same time. It's terrifying. It's little moments like that that keep me addicted to it.
Gotcha.
For sure.
But that's all I play this week. I plan on starting either... Assassin's Creed Origins or Ori and the Blind Forest pretty soon. I haven't decided which one I want to tackle first.
I'm having the same problem because all week I've been telling myself, I'm like, finally on Monday I can start playing Assassin's Creed. But then I remember I haven't even finished Far Cry yet. So I might just knock out Far Cry and then do Assassin's Creed.
I mean, I think it's worth finishing Far Cry.
I want to.
The ending's pretty cool.
Ending is cool.
So.
And it's a fun game.
It is a fun game. So I've only finished one region.
Yeah.
Oh.
I have so much more to
do. Which one was it?
It was Jacob's. Oh, no.
John.
John. Okay. John's.
Yeah, that's probably the worst.
I'm
one
almost done with Jacob's.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
Yeah. I like the other ones better.
I
like
I
the boss
like
fight with John.
John, I don't like Jacob's region. His boss fight was super lame.
John's
remind,
is fun.
Well, don't remind me because that's a spoiler, I guess.
You shoot the speakers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was dumb. That was dumb. I just like the terrain.
And
more,
his abduction was the same exact thing like six times.
Yeah, that was
I'm already annoyed by that.
Yeah. With like maybe a little bit added at the end.
I've
like
stopped listening
time.
To anything those characters have to say because it's always the same shit. Like, you know, the people are hungry.
The reckoning's coming.
Yeah, they're hungry for the reckoning. Their souls. Their souls need the harvest. I'm like, shut up. You have to do that stupid encounter 100 times.
Yeah. I thought the Faith's regent was pretty good.
Yeah, she is the best.
Yeah, I liked her.
I'm excited to get there. Mm-hmm. I've kind of been holding off because that's going to be my big finale. Mm-hmm. So I'm almost done with Jacobs. But
She's the most interesting character out of those three, too.
I agree. Cool. Were you guys ready to get into just the crazy news we have this week?
Yeah. I got nothing else to say, so yeah.
That's awesome. Well, guys, this is the It's Obvious Gaming Podcast. You can find this podcast, the video form of this podcast, at youtube.com/itsobviousgaming. If YouTube isn't good for you, check us out at Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Audio Boom, every other podcasting service. Please check the description down below for links to our social media pages, our PlayStation community, our Discord channel, pretty much anything you would ever need to get in contact with us. And if you haven't done so already, please subscribe to the channel at youtube.com/itsobviousgaming and be sure to like and comment down below to get involved with the It's Obvious community. Doing so helps us out tremendously. And we would forever be in your debt. With all that out of the way, hey man, what's the news?
Gentlemen, riddle me this.
Okay.
Will Red Dead Redemption release on PC at all in the near future, at least when the console versions release, because according to the internet, a couple headlines, a LinkedIn profile from a Rockstar employee included mm-hmm. the work on the Red Dead Redemption 2 PC version. Mm-hmm. It may have been a goof. It may be a big fib. We don't know. Mm-hmm. But it was removed shortly thereafter, so no one knows for sure.
Yeah. I think they would be silly to not at some point in the future.
At some point, definitely. Especially with how the landscape has changed, the gaming landscape, I should say, online especially, since the original Red Dead and even Grand Theft Auto V, for example. A lot mm-hmm. of people, not a lot, but it feels like a majority of people have migrated to PC, especially people who stream games.
If you're not a loser, yeah. then.
And not that Rockstar necessarily needs the marketing, but a lot of streamers have... are probably directly responsible for a lot of sales of games these days. So it definitely helps to have your game on PC, especially.
I mean, just why not?
Yeah.
Like, I'm still confused why the original didn't, because GTA 4 did, mm-hmm. and then Red Dead came out. They didn't. It's like, then GTA 5 did. So I'm still confused as to why that didn't. Yeah.
But Preston, why isn't it coming out same day and date as the console?
I don't know. I mean, that
in a perfect
that
world,
doesn't,
it would.
That doesn't surprise me. That doesn't surprise anybody. But I think
I just don't know why they don't do it.
I don't know. I'm sure it's just something else they have to kind of.
Maybe somehow like the game sells like has a huge sale like boost when it comes out like a year later.
Yeah,
on
they
PC.
Can double dip.
But mm-hmm. I don't know.
It's a whole nother hype up to release mm-hmm. on the new. Maybe that very well
the
could
deluxe
be
it. Version with all the DLC so, included and yeah. stuff.
Maybe, like, oh, we added first person this time.
Maybe yeah. just maybe commercially just makes sense to do that. So who knows? But yeah, I would be absolutely shocked if this game didn't inevitably come to PC. That'd be crazy. I'm buying it on console.
Oh, I'm buying it like, absolutely. I'm not waiting for that. Yeah, I'll wait a year. Yeah. It's just Red Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Hopefully sooner than later.
There's still people waiting on Monster Hunter to come to PC.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Still no release date or anything.
Really?
Yeah.
What if that got delayed?
Figured at E3 we would see something like that. I mean, they could take advantage of the double dip thing too, because that game was huge. I mean, like yep. the fastest selling Capcom game ever. Then release it again on PC. Yeah.
Is there any scenario where you would play that again on PC?
No.
It's too much of a commitment, isn't it?
It's a big commitment. Yeah. I really, really like Monster Hunter World, but that kind of just had its time with me.
Yeah. So. I'd play a new one.
I wouldn't go back to that one for sure. Yeah.
Monster Hunter Galaxy.
Before we move on, are you at all interested at the one on the Switch?
No.
Okay, me either.
No.
Yeah,
it's just too much of a commitment right now. Yeah. And that's like an older version too. I know mm-hmm. there's like loading in between the sections and stuff. So
yeah, I just have a weird thing with things that look dated, and it doesn't look great on the Switch. I like things that look nice.
Looks dated or feels dated? That's where I draw the line. If it feels dated, I don't like it. But if it looks dated, I don't have that much
problem. Fallout 3 feels dated, but I'm still loving that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would say that's an exception for me, because there's more to it than just the performance of that game that draws me to it. Mm. Anyway, gaming clinics are gaming disorder clinics are apparently going to be opening in the near future.
Oh wow!
For people struggling with these disorders. We should probably all check ourselves in, probably. For being honest. Especially Mr. I play 15 games a week over here.
I'm fine.
But, it is now diagnosable as gaming disorder.
I was hoping you guys would have something to say about this, because it's like one
my
of
only
very
thing
few
is like, why,
stories.
Like, why? I don't understand the whole, like, why they need to make a whole separate category for gaming. Like, you can be addicted to anything. Yeah. Like, why? Why are they
like? There are people just watch movies all the time. There's people that any kind of
I don't
entertainment.
Know. It's an interesting conversation, but I honestly could not give less of a shit. I don't care what they. I think it's just kind of dumb. So it doesn't affect my life, or at least I don't think it is. Unless they're gonna kick my door down saying, "You've got it. You gotta check into a mental hospital or something like that." So. It just is kind of just dumb, in my opinion.
What if Trump wrote a executive order here in the U.S.? Like, oh, you can only play video games for 5 hours a day. Tops.
I'd probably have a problem with that. Yeah. But
good luck.
You got too far this time.
Good luck making that happen. Like actually enforcing that upon people.
No, I think it's just, I don't know. I honestly don't really have anything to say about it. It's just kind
me neither.
Same.
I had a couple blinks upon reading that headline, and I moved on.
Yeah.
Yep.
Blinks?
Yeah, I blinked a couple times.
Oh.
Okay. Crossplay is a big topic of discussion this week with Nintendo and Xbox being all cool and stuff. Like, yeah, we're doing crossplay. Yeah. Sony's a loser, dude. Just shouting at the guys that are on top. Yeah. Just like, you're a loser for not including crossplay. And Sony's like, what?
Yeah.
Huh? I don't even think they're paying attention to this conversation.
Oh, I think they're definitely hearing the feedback.
Do you think they're going to cave?
I don't know.
I hope they stick to their guns just to stick it to the man.
I hope they don't.
I don't know. I don't really know if there's a, and until there's a financial incentive to do so, I don't think they will.
I know. It's like,
or if there's so much pressure that they feel like they need to.
And everyone was like, oh, when the headline came out, it's like, Sony, an ex Sony boss says they're only doing it because of money. Well, it's no like, shit. Yeah. Everyone's like, oh, they actually admitted it.
They don't care about me.
Of course.
Well, they didn't admit it, though.
Well, that guy admitted that it. Guy. But when the people actually hear someone say it out loud, they're like, oh.
Wasn't it a former Sony president
or something?
The only, like, whatever. Like, I would, of course, like for them to do it, but it doesn't affect me, so I don't really care. But
I'm joking when I say that I hope they stick to their guns.
It affects people in our community.
Yeah, so, yeah, that would be cool. But the bigger thing that I think is dumb is the whole locking your stuff to the account. Granted, I know other game, like I've heard the argument. I don't really get too into it because, like I said, I really don't care. But there are other like Rocket League and stuff. They don't share their account, so it is just kind of a thing that only Epic is doing. That is having your progression transfer between systems and stuff.
Yeah.
So I mean, if I would like, that'd be cool if Sony. Like allowed you. It does just suck having your if you had tied your PlayStation account that you can't even play on Switch.
Yeah,
that's dumb. That needs to be fixed for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only thing out of everything that's come out that I think is really really dumb and needs to be fixed.
Yeah.
So
I didn't really think I would deal with this firsthand, but I did when we were streaming because I was playing squads with people in the chat. And there's like two people that want to play on PlayStation. There's a guy on Switch and there's two on Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, how do I, shuffle this around so everyone can play a little bit?
Who'd you cross play with? Do you cross play with anyone? Or is everyone on PC?
Well,
I mean, if you're on PC, you can play
with anyone. Yeah, I can play with anyone.
Yeah, but the people on PlayStation can't.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Xbox, okay. Et cetera.
Yeah. If you're on PC, you're good. But you can't like mix and match. Like I can't play with an Xbox guy and a PlayStation guy.
Right. But you could play with an Xbox and Switch guy, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I could play with like two Switch guys, one Xbox guy.
Did you play with a mobile guy too?
Yeah.
Man, that's amazing.
Yeah, I think mobile's free game.
That's very, very cool.
I don't recommend mobile though.
You can tell all the clips of the guys just shooting massive circles around.
Yeah.
Hell, I probably look
moving
like
a tank.
Yeah. I probably look like a mobile guy, how bad I am.
But yeah.
Well, that's all I have to say about that.
Not a lot of stuff went down.
Mm-hmm. Post E3, not a lot.
Yeah, the week after E3 is always a little hard to dig up news, but I don't think there's anything else to talk about aside from community questions.
That gives us more time to dive into questions.
Did y'all talk about a Cyberpunk any last week?
A little bit.
A little bit? Yeah. Dude, it's like, as I just see so much Cyberpunk stuff, like, every day.
Yeah.
People so hyped. I've heard, like, 30 different people's, like, like a retelling of what happened in that demo. It gets me so hyped, dude. It's everybody's game of the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's so cool.
What's that final line from the trailer where he's like, they say it's a city of dreams, and I'm a big dreamer. It's an awesome trailer.
That is a cool trailer.
I think the music makes that trailer.
Yeah, the soundtrack is so cool.
I love the shot, too, when the car turns on.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
So pumped for that game.
Very, very excited.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm.
Definitely my most anticipated game. Going forward.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I wouldn't say the near future is my most anticipated, but overall, definitely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's your most hyped game for this year?
That's either Red Dead 2 or...
I'm going to go with Kingdom Hearts 3 on this one.
That's next year.
Get out of here.
Or I would have said that, yeah.
Battlefield 5?
Probably Spider-Man.
Spider-Man?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say this. My mind's telling me Spider-Man. My heart's telling me Spider-Man, but my mind's telling me Red Dead.
Mm-hmm.
I think in the grand scheme of things, call me insane, I think I will be more satisfied with Red Dead.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm going to love the hell out of Spider-Man. I
think I'm in the same boat as you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goodness, Preston. For those that couldn't hear Preston's stomach, just
that was my anger.
That was it. Was. That's why it's so funny. You guys couldn't hear Preston's as soon as we were like, that moment of silence, where we're like, I think I'm going to like Red Dead more. Preston's stomach's just like,
I haven't eaten all day.
The rage swelling up.
Yeah, I've only had an orange today, so I'm.
It's a shame I have to be at work food. So early. I'd love to go to T-Bell after this.
I was thinking about going to T-Bell after this.
Yeah, I'm. My hype-o-meter is Spider-Man up at up like not even my,
in the
my arm isn't high enough.
Yeah.
Then a little bit under that, I got Fallout 76.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
Yeah. Then under that,
you got Red Dead.
I got Red Dead.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong. I'm hyped for Red Dead, and I think as the time gets nearer to Red Dead Deletes, I think my because as of right now, I'm kind of neutral on Red Dead.
You haven't seen enough to be hyped?
Not really.
Just from what I've read, I know I'm gonna love it.
Oh, I know I'm gonna love it. Mm-hmm. I love the original Red Dead. I think it's a phenomenal game. But I'm just like, I think that's just a game that I'll get more excited for as the time gets near.
We're nearing the marketing phase for Red Dead. I think it's gonna be a month or two, maybe a little more than that, leading into the game's release. We'll get all those little snippets.
I'm so hyped for Spider-Man, I know exactly how many days.
How many days?
76.
My goodness.
Okay. That's weird. That sounds really far away, but that's going to hit
it's like
faster than
2 months
imagine.
And change.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a week after college football starts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, can my brain take that much hype? Can it?
I don't think you can.
I don't think so.
You may erupt. You may explode.
Yeah.
Who's going to host our podcast then? We need him to say the things that need to be said.
Did we have the conversation recently that there isn't really a designated host anymore?
Yeah, I stopped saying I'm the host because...
Well, I just say that because you give us the intro.
I do the intro.
But we are all technically hosts, I guess.
I guess. Besides you.
Yeah.
We're all...
Yeah, I'm a little shithead.
Just a few guys that talk about games.
You guys talking. But Garrett, let's get into these community questions because you got to be somewhere. So let's see if we can knock him out.
Blow his ass!
I'm so hungry right now.
I am too.
I'm hungry, Daddy. I'm hungry.
I also need to urinate very badly.
There's a bottle right here. You can top me off?
No.
Corey C. writes, I should probably do the intro. Community questions. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for submitting questions week in and week out that keep us supplied for the latter half of this show and Ask IOG with Jacob and I... Don't promise will happen this week, but it should because we have the time. We have no excuse.
Mm.
So I'm going to say
what about
guys.
That guy?
Yeah, what about me?
Are you willing to join us?
Sure.
What's your work schedule like this week?
I don't know.
If anything, you can just Skype in probably.
Yeah, maybe.
We'll do that.
I probably can, sure.
Anyway, if you guys want to reach us to have your questions read on this show or Ask IOG, you can reach us in one of three places. You can email us at itsobviousgaming@gmail.com. You can tweet at us at itsobviousgaming@gmail.com. No, wait. That's our email.
Don't
sorry, I haven't done this in a while.
Screw this up.
You can email us at itsobviousgaming@gmail.com. You can tweet at us at obvious_gaming or submit your questions in the Ask IOG section of our Discord channel. Now, all the information to all of those places is linked down below in every description of every service we're on the internet. So refer to that description for that info.
Yeah.
All that out of the way, Corey C. writes in and says, what's up, gents? Been a while since my last question to you guys, but after E3, I would say we all have a few. First, do you think with this many games releasing first quarter 2019, is this a shift in market releases for the future of games, or is it just next year? Second, let's answer that one first before the next one.
Yeah.
Dude, I think it was an accident that they all those games landed on February 22nd. I think everyone wants the slice of that first quarter pie that like Horizon has had and Dying Light had, and they're like, we want to do that now, and everyone had the exact same idea.
I think at the very least everyone's just trying it out to see how their game does. Mm-hmm. At the very least,
yeah, I'm still calling.
They're moving.
Yeah, Days Gone is going to move. Yeah.
I mean, it's obvious that games do sell at that time of year.
I think the one that's destined to stay at that date is Metro and Anthem will stay for sure. Everything else is probably going to move.
For some reason, I just think Anthem's going to get delayed.
I would not be surprised in the slightest if Metro got delayed.
You think so?
Not at all.
It does seem very ambitious.
I think they're going to stick to it because I've seen so many ads since E3 that they keep pushing the 22nd.
I've a lot of ads.
And if they're paying for those ads, and it would be like in vain to cancel it.
Well, then never mind.
Yeah. Now, had they not been pushing really that date,
should it
E3?
Be? But I think the question will be when it releases if it should have been pushed.
We'll see. I mean, the build I played, they definitely need to. Yeah. I mean, they have till, and that's a good while before it releases to polish it.
I mean, if none of those games move, Days Gone is definitely the most vulnerable to suffer.
And I feel like they could use the excuse to be like, all right, let's move it just to work on it a little longer.
Yeah, they have their setup for failure. Mm-hmm. I think
because they're
lesser than the others.
They definitely have the least amount of hype. They're new a brand IP. New IP. Yeah. So everyone else going into that date, for the most part, is already an established
franchise. At least Anthem's
franchise.
Like, we're BioWare.
BioWare, yeah.
I feel bad for that.
We're Sony Bin. We made Uncharted Golden Abyss.
Yeah.
And Bob's bad for it. Like, no one's really super pumped for their game, it seems like.
That's the thing about E3. Everyone who played it, even COG Guy, said that they had good things to say, but no one, not a single person I talked to, raved about Days Gone. They're like, it kind of feels like Far Cry with a lot of zombies in it. Mm-hmm. So
I think it'll be cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested to see how the story is.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. As long as it feels good to ride that motorcycle around. And I mean, I'm open to the idea, just that description alone. Far Cry with a lot of zombies and a motorcycle. I'm like, sounds cool to me.
Have they said if you can customize the bike?
You can.
Okay, that's cool. I hope that's pretty deep.
Gosh.
Yeah. I hope it is too.
You're right there, guy.
Yep, I'm fine.
I hope it's more than just your tires, your spokes. Your engine?
Your headlights.
Your headlights, yeah. That's about
your muffler.
Or what else is there?
That's pretty much... those are the main parts.
Yeah, you do.
I want to get nitty-gritty like a racing sim with my motorcycle and Days Gone.
I better be able to have a fire trail.
Fire trail, huh?
Yeah.
It'd be kind of cool if you could add like twisted metal type contraptions to your bike to face a horde of zombies. Say you want to drive right through them, you have like a battering ram on your on your motorcycle.
Like we're entering the Mad Max territory.
Yeah. I mean, it is the apocalypse, after all.
Yeah. Yep.
What's the second question?
Second question to the first question.
Oh, yeah. He says, second, I noticed in the Microsoft conference that they already mentioned a new console in the works. When do you think it will come out? I hope I hope not till at least 2021 or beyond. Keep up the great content. P.S., Preston and Jacob, you seriously need to sit down and play Ori and the Blind Forest. It was an amazing game, and with Jacob finishing up Tropical Freeze, it is just another great platformer. I guess I'm not supposed to play Ori.
Yeah, you don't matter.
You don't have the time.
I really don't.
So, but good news, I do plan on playing through it.
After playing The Wheel of the Wisps, I'd like to go back and play The Blind Forest.
Is that the
sequel? They got
the sequel.
This new console is codenamed Scarlet, apparently.
Scarlet.
Oh. I think 2021 is...
That sounds about right.
I wouldn't be
sure. That's kind of what the Sony dude said around there. So
Yeah. I could see 2020 though.
Maybe.
I don't think it's.
I'm so
likely.
Interested to see how next generation consoles are going to, what they're going to do with like backwards compatibility. Mm-hmm. With
that's
going to
be a big part of it. For sure.
Yeah, I think it is. It has to happen.
Yep. Yeah. Sony will see the struggle of Microsoft if they don't include backwards compatibility right at the start.
Oh, dude, this wasn't on the news, but speaking of backwards compatibility, did you hear the rumors about there being a download feature to PlayStation Now?
Oh, yeah, that was a thing.
Oh, really?
The games.
Is that a new thing? Is it already happening?
No. It's not happening, but COG did a story on it. That's where I think I read it.
Okay.
Something popped up like there was a screenshot where in the PlayStation Now there was a download option and it said to play offline.
That would be big for them.
That would be huge just not have to stream those games.
To make the service actually usable.
Exactly. So, anyways.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
But next one.
I think 2021 is my guess.
For sure. You guys going to play Ori?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'd love to play that on
Switch.
It's a
Steam sale.
I like to play all my platformers on Switch.
It's a Microsoft game, man.
I know, I'm just saying. In general, I like to play platformers on Switch.
I hear you.
Going to play Mega Man.
I play Hollow Knight on Switch.
I heard Hollow Knight's really good.
Yeah, I've heard
a lot of buzz about that this week.
Yeah. Because it got a Switch release.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. What am I playing on Switch right now?
Mario Tennis.
That's right, yeah. I wish we could squeeze in a match before I have to leave.
I know. I was hoping we could today. It's,
I mean, we can play online.
Squeeze in the rest of the podcast before you have to leave.
We'll play online tonight. How about that?
Yeah, hit me up tonight.
Cool. Coffee is Life says, hello, you gorgeous bastards.
Oh. That's rude.
Do you guys feel that Anthem will be delayed due to too much concept art being shown? Also, do you guys think there will ever be a sequel for The Order 1886? I'm sort of disappointed that one wasn't announced. Keep up the great work. P.S. Jacob, I love you. Or he says, I love you, Jacob.
Didn't we read this last week?
No. Did we?
I wasn't even here.
Yeah, we did.
Did we?
Yeah. We did.
I can't remember.
Because I read the questions off my phone.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. We're going to answer this one more time because I don't remember what I said.
Okay. I just remember double dipping in Coffee about Life's question.
I don't think Anthem will be delayed for two reasons. One, which this could go both ways, the extended demo I saw at E3 looked super polished. Granted, it's only that one mission and it's still in that exact same area that we saw from last E3.
Yeah.
So we haven't seen any more areas of the open world or anything beyond just that main mission structure. That looked super smooth. And they could just be like, all right, we're going to polish, like with many E3 demos that I've read about, it's like, we're going to polish this and make it look incredible, but the rest of the game is like in the factory still.
Yeah.
That we don't know. But for some reason, I get the feeling EA is going to force BioWare to release it. Because Anthem's already been delayed once or twice, hasn't it?
Once, I think.
I get the feeling EA is going to force them to release it at that time.
Well, I don't think it was necessarily polished or delayed, but it was just, it was expected to come out in 2018.
Yeah. I think EA is going to make them put it out then, so I don't think it will be delayed.
I just have this fear with that game that it's not going to have a robust in-game, and that's kind of what keeps me around for those kind of games.
Hopefully they learn from the struggle Destiny has faced creation,
right?
and realize, like, we have to do something outside of the box.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't have to be like a raid or anything. I just need something that's fun that's going to keep me coming back. Mm.
I want a raid.
Yeah, I'm especially interested in that post E3, despite not getting to play it, because everyone who did play it said it felt amazing to play.
Mm-hmm.
So, I have high hopes for that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Destiny's doing raids, Division's doing raids. You would think that Anthem should be doing raids.
Division releases around that same time, doesn't it? Is it like March or something for Division, or is it just
March?
Okay,
I think it's March.
Yeah, they have to release in February, I would say, because they're going to be competing directly with Division, undoubtedly.
Mm-hmm. The best thing that game has going for it is it looks fun to play, and the world looks, at least what they showed.
It does, and it's incredible. Like Iron Man brought to life.
Yeah.
And even beyond that, you're customizing your Iron Man suit, which is awesome. Have you guys decided what class you think you want to play?
Not yet.
I think I want to be a tankish character in this game.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think I want to be like Colossus. A heavy hitter, yeah. I'm intrigued by the one with the powers and the cape, and he kind of floats around. Storm. He looks badass, but I've never liked magical abilities in any game. And even though his abilities seem like technological in Anthem, I think I like the idea of like a big like turret on my shoulder. That'd be awesome. With like a shotgun and stuff. Sounds badass. Order 1886. I feel like this at this point, it'd be a miracle if we got a sequel to that. I think it's too late. Like I was telling Jacob last week, it would just muddy the waters because there's so many third-person action games on PlayStation already that it would just kind of be like, oh, another one of those.
Yeah.
Even though I'm really intrigued by the setting, I feel like I got my fill of that similar time period with Vampire.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think we'll probably get one, which is a shame because I think it really deserves one.
Yeah.
And I was really intrigued by the lore in that game. I mean, the story wasn't overly satisfying, but the lore in general I thought was really, really cool.
Yeah.
And obviously graphically it was gorgeous. Gameplay-wise it was pretty standard, but you and I had good things to say about that. And I think it'd be fun. You know what I think it'd be a really good like video essay if I was ever to do one? If I had the time, maybe I'll do it this summer since I have time.
Let me guess. A comprehensive overview of Thief.
Yeah.
Greatest game ever made.
That's priority for sure. I think a video called Revisiting the Order 1886 would be a fun video essay.
Mm-hmm.
And like really, really play through it again and analyze it.
Mm-hmm.
And not like super long, like half an hour. I'm talking like 10, 15 minutes max of just like talking about all of
it. I think
a
sequel with, I know this sounds so generic, but I still think it sounds cool. Just a sequel just set in an open world with just the weapons and stuff just cranked to like 1,000, just really crazy.
So like an open world 19th century London.
Yeah. And it ended with him being like Batman pretty much.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Imagine an open world where you're taking out werewolves and
yeah.
What if they flip this
vampires
on its head?
And
There weren't vampires in it, were they?
I don't think so, no. But I think it'd be cool if they added them in there. If werewolf, if lichens are in there, should add some vampires in there.
What if you played as a werewolf in the sequel?
You can play as a werewolf in Skyrim, can't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
They don't need it. It's you like, can already do it.
We have vampire games. We don't have any werewolf games.
What would a, like in the vein of vampire, what would a werewolf game be like? If you're a like a man by day, but werewolf
you
at night.
You have to think about what
mechanically
makes,
how what would makes, that game function werewolves, and make it interesting.
What makes werewolves unique?
I don't really want to start play it as a big wolf.
And what if they made it
that
cool?
Doesn't sound fun to me.
You're being like, very negative.
I don't like
right
playing
now
as animals.
Okay.
Fuck animals.
Like, that
but you play Ni No Kuni where they're like animal people.
No, they're people.
Yeah, cat people. Like,
fucking hypocrites.
Remember that Sticks, the goblin stealth game?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Fuck
oh, yeah
that game.
That's because you're a little goblin.
I can't look like
it
a little goblin, dude. I can't.
Are you seeing the goblins? Or
Zach
animals?
And I have had this long-standing joke about goblins, and it is hysterical every time we talk about goblins for some reason. We've talked about... This is going to be sound so fucked up. I can't believe I'm going to bring this up on the podcast, but Zach came up with this brilliant, hilarious idea called porn. Core, and it's basically imagine Whitechapel lyrics, but there's like a genre of metal of like Whitechapel's Jack the Ripper album just constantly. Imagine horrific sexual lyrics like that with goblins dancing around a stage.
Yeah,
I know it sounds so ridiculous. Well, but we would fantasize about this and we would laugh for hours about how stupid and ridiculous it sounded. So
and
anytime
the lyrics
I think of goblins, I think
top
of porn core.
Yeah.
So that sounds really effed up, but I promise it's not as bad as it sounds.
Yeah.
Fun fact, you can play a goblin in World of Warcraft.
Oh,
isn't
really
that awesome?
Yeah. That's is that a new cool thing?
And it's free this weekend. It's going to be over by the time this goes live, but...
Oh, bummer.
The game is free
I was
right now.
I'm going to revisit my Blood Elf. Yeah.
Really don't like that Blood Elf, do you?
I didn't hate him. He had some good-looking ears, had some long blonde hair. Mm-hmm. I kind of looked like Legolas. Anyway, so I'd like to see an Order sequel.
Yeah.
Jacob wants to play as a werewolf.
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah.
I think it would be an interesting idea.
Okay. I'm open to it. If someone can pull it off, I really enjoyed my time as a vampire. I'd like to experiment
like to see
as
it in
a,
that world,
as a werewolf.
Guess. Maybe like by day you're
a guy.
Yeah.
Maybe by day you have the gun mechanics and you're fighting crime. Not crime, but evil doers at day with your weapons. It's like the third person cover based combat. And then at night you're a werewolf.
Hunting vampires.
Reminds me of that Sonic the Hedgehog game where you just had the Sonic levels and then night came and it was a hack and slash werewolf game.
Yeah.
I think we're
on
to
just added
here
on to it.
Yeah. Worked really
should
good
add this to our list of games we want to make, like our Harry Potter.
Yeah.
The debate Press and I have going back and forth about whether it should be an MMO or a open world RPG. Mm-hmm. So
then our Star Wars games.
Yeah. Pitch the next werewolf video game. It would be a topic one day.
It would take place in the Twilight Universe.
Or just
universe
pitch the Order 1886 sequel. That'd be another fun topic one week. If we just had nothing to talk about, do something like that.
Yeah.
Pitch sequels to games that were either poorly received, didn't review well, but there's like a fan base for them. I think we may be three of the only fans of the Order 1886, including Coffee is Life.
Yeah.
How about the Technomancer 2?
You could pitch that.
Yeah.
So
game of the year.
V-Ball Milk says, hello my dudes, super stoked for another Assassin's Creed. I am totally okay with them releasing one every year because I will always be playing them. My question is, do you think they will ever release Assassin's Creed on the Switch? Oh, we read this one too.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Preston, tell us what your theory is for Odyssey at the very least.
Theory?
Mm-hmm. Okay. About the story.
I don't really have a theory. I just heard somebody say that.
Oh, okay. It's not your theory.
No, it's not my theory. I heard somebody say, well, Origins was the origin of the Brotherhood, maybe Odyssey was the origin of the Templars, and that's like the twist or something.
I think it'd be awesome.
I think that would be cool.
They kind of we played as a Templar in Rogue, correct? Assassin's Creed Rogue.
You might have. I didn't play that game.
I didn't play it either. So
I tried to play it, but I quit.
It's on PS4 now.
Yeah,
it's on PC.
After playing Origins, you can't go play that game.
Okay.
It's very.
Yeah, I'm not gonna go play Syndicate either.
Extremely dated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of gave up on wanting to go back to Syndicate.
Yeah, you don't. Just go to Origins.
Okay.
Okay. Mm. All right.
Bongles writes in with a
Bongles
research paper. This is a good one, though. Kyle says, strap in, you sexy fucks. Good this Lord. Question will be lengthy. A lot of F words in this podcast. I apologize.
Wow.
So recently there's been a debacle Steam has gone through dubbed the anime titty apocalypse, where Steam threatened to remove some visual novels with nudity in them from the store. This brought counterarguments such as people pointing out that GTA also has nudity and TLDR?
Too long didn't read.
Too long didn't read. Okay. Yeah, I'm not up to date with my internet lingo here.
There's some that I know, my abbreviations. And some that I don't. Yeah.
It was a shit show. Steam's response was not to do a Q&A anymore for people trying to get their products on the store. This action in turn caused people to blame Steam for just giving up. My belief is that people trying to make something in an art medium should not be censored by companies, but we as consumers should make the choice to spend the money on the product or not. There are plenty of tools at our disposal to do so, like reviews and YouTube. It is very easy to learn about any game with just a few Google searches. And if Steam decided to censor these visual novels because it would offend people, then at what point would the line be drawn? Almost anything is offensive in this day and age, from violence to language. So with everyone somewhat caught up on the situation, what is your take here? Did Steam make the right choice in allowing creators to create? Or should the content that we are allowed to play be censored by others? Let me know what you guys think and keep up the amazing work. I guess since Steam's their own run company, they can make whatever calls they feel like.
That's correct.
I feel like in the vein of the visual novels, per se, I guess the companies themselves should just sell them through their own website or something if Steam's not going to support them.
Yeah.
So that's just...
Yeah. I mean, I'm all for... I think it's fine that Steam isn't... They're not cracking down on this? Is that what he said?
I think they are.
I think they are.
Oh, they are?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, it's like, if I were running Steam, I personally wouldn't want anything like ridiculous, like school shooting simulator and stuff on my platform. Yeah. Like I would for sure be like, yeah, let's not do that
mm-hmm.
on my thing. Cause it's my,
and you would hire people to, you know, be in charge of, you know, following the guidelines of what we will allow. Yeah.
Now, for like something like anime titty books and stuff, like I probably would be a little less like lenient. I might have some age restrictions, like they already have on Steam.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm very much so in the like, hey man, make your game, and I'm very much on the side of Steam with them. They should be able to, if they only wanted.
Yeah, I'm surprised they're censoring that. Yeah, I don't know the details. I don't even know if you mean censoring as in removing them completely. Does it remove
I think they're removed.
Oh, yeah, removing. That's what it says.
I thought that they went... I thought they didn't do that, though. Maybe I read the wrong thing. I thought they were allowing... Sure, yeah. I thought they were allowing it on there. I know they took the school shooter game off, as I believe they probably should have.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they recently removed a lot of games like that because of what was said.
I don't know, you get into a weird I know there was that game Hatred that came out mm-hmm. that's just I would never play it, but I think that game should be allowed to exist. Like I think anybody should be able to make whatever they want, and
it's
up to the consumer to decide if they mm-hmm. want to buy it or not. If something's that bad, it'll solve it itself. Nobody's gonna buy it.
But I guess people are just scared about children running across games on Steam. That's what it comes down to.
Well, I mean, there's age restrictions. I know you can always lie and stuff, but I mean, I think it falls down on the parent. They need
controls.
They need to have more parental control over their kids and stuff. You can't worry about just like offending everybody. Like there's gets to like, there's a point where you just kind of have to let the people decide for themselves and stuff. Like you can't mm-hmm. try to not offend everybody. Somebody's going to be offended by everything.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I see what you're saying, Kyle, about where will the line be drawn. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's always the question. I mean, at the end of the day, like we said,
but then again, if Steam decided they didn't want to sell any games rated T or above, then that's their prerogative. Mm-hmm. And because of that, people are going to drift towards another service.
Yeah.
I feel like it'll always solve itself.
I'm sure there are some companies that may rejoice at the fact that Steam doesn't support them, because now the consumers have to go to wherever they are selling them, and now they can profit off those sales. Yeah.
So, if they have the infrastructure built, you know,
yeah,
that might cost a little money.
See, they threatened to remove them. I don't think they did.
Oh, they have they not?
I don't think they did. Because I heard... Okay. I haven't been too involved in this, but... As far as what I understood, I think they made a statement saying that they were allowing this. Let us know.
Regardless
in the comments,
of
yeah.
what actually the situation is, yeah. I think Preston covered it pretty clearly earlier. So, thank you for the question.
Yeah, it was a good one. Thank you, Kyle. Gift
as long
you.
As there's no government intervention and restrictions with things,
yeah, we're good
I
to
don't
go.
Care.
Yeah, we're good to go in that case.
Yep.
Gifty writes in and says, I'm going to attempt this. Turv Minnun Taco Tetset Gibberish after that.
Gibberish.
Yalashini.
That was Finnish.
That was Finnish and meant hello, my taco filled fellows.
Wow.
Great alliteration there. I added.
Gary, your Finnish is awful.
Oh, what?
Your Finnish is awful.
Your Finnish.
Oh, that's terrible. I apologize. Yeah. I need to practice. I added that just because I wanted to hear a goofy sound trying to pronounce it. Yeah, I hope
there
everyone
you go.
Was satisfied. I've been working a lot recently, and during the past week, I got to listen to probably about 10 to 20 hours of older podcasts that I had missed. That's a lot of podcasts.
You mean like of our podcast?
I hope not. No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
You probably wouldn't have messaged us if...
It probably wouldn't be here still.
During that time, a question came to my mind. Does it ever feel weird how much we, the community, know about you while you don't really know much about us? And does it feel weird to record a podcast offline every week and just kind of assuming that people will be listening to it later on? Not trying to say that people are not listening, but I mean it in a way that you never kind of actually talk to us live, if that makes any sense.
Cool.
Except
for
when you stream.
Yeah. That's why it's cool.
Yeah. These questions came to mind because I've been listening to you since the first episodes of the podcast for 3 years, and it has kind of created this weird relationship where I listen to you every week and know so much about you, but for you, I'm just a random internet guy whose comments you see every once in a while. I hope you get what I mean by my questions. Regards, Gifty. P.S. Garrett, you are right about Black Panther. Also, what is your favorite drink and snake? Drink? I don't have a favorite much of anything. But
I gotta rep the Baja Blast.
And some of my favorite are Baja Blast and Sprite. Love a good coffee.
Yeah, coffee is one of my favorites.
I like a Pib Extra.
Pib Extra's pretty good.
Delicious.
I like Cherry Coke.
Pib is much better than
a
Dr.
Good
Pepper.
Sweet tea, too.
Oh, yeah.
Nicely made sweet
tea. I've really
tea.
Been into just unsweet tea lately.
Get out of here, Jacob. That's ridiculous.
It's good to mix it up from just drinking water all the time, you know?
I don't think it's weird that... We don't know much about everyone.
Yeah. I think it's weird that anybody cares about us.
I think, that's kind of weird.
I think that's kind of weird.
Whenever I listen to other podcasts, I'm like, man, these guys have that thing, and we're just kind of like, we just exist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no originality with this podcast whatsoever. Like, I hear people playing all these creative games every week. I'm like, man, why didn't we think of that?
Yeah.
We got nothing, man.
We suck.
Yeah. So that's why... We mean it when we say we're very thankful and grateful for your support week in and week out and tuning in, because I have no idea why you do.
I mean,
we appreciate it.
We have one thing other people don't have, and that's just us. No one has us.
We have some beefy Jacob tits. That's what we have.
There you go.
We're just your average Joes, man. We're not feeding you corporate
We're just
bullshit.
Your average Joes on a podcast.
Yeah, we're not feeding you corporate drivel ads out the butt, dude. We're giving you
it's
our...
True.
Cold, hard opinions, man.
About video games and movies exclusively for the most part.
Yeah.
And sometimes
and fast
other
food.
Things. Yeah, fast food.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really think it's weird that we
I bet we're the only podcast with a taco talk on it.
Yeah.
I would bet
we came up with that.
Oh, yeah.
We're the only podcast who appreciates Thief for the magnificence that it is.
True.
We've yet to get a check from Taco Bell. I don't know what's going on.
It'll happen.
Yeah.
At some point.
Maybe we need to approach corporate.
What's your favorite snake?
Probably the rattlesnake because it looks cool.
Okay. I'm going to say the king cobra.
And they're pretty cool, too.
They have the cool hood.
I think I think anacondas are terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're massive.
Mm-hmm.
They can literally just choke you.
And swallow you.
Without any effort. Mm-hmm. But I would agree with Preston. The cobra is a badass.
It's pretty dope.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Those are really good questions this week, Gary.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody.
I apologize that the podcast is possibly one of the shortest we've ever had, because I have to go to work, and we were short on time.
So it's the length of an average podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Less than 2 hours.
A normal podcast, yeah, about that time.
Yeah.
So It was fun, though. Not many topics to discuss, but there's some fun community questions. We appreciate you guys writing in. Look forward to content this week. There will be at least 2 Mario Tennis videos. Jacob and I have some fun ideas for that. We're going to play each other in a video, like a big set. Then we're going to do a doubles online tournament where we play together against 2 other foes. Should be pretty cool. Hopefully the lag is minimal. And some streams, of course. And yep. Jacob and I are going to also discuss some other ideas we have for content in the coming weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And Ask IOG, probably. We have no excuse.
Yeah.
Want to do that maybe Thursday night?
We'll see.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you guys...
Or Wednesday, whatever's easy.
I know this is way ahead of schedule.
Okay.
But are you guys free September 1st?
I have no idea.
You don't know it's a Saturday?
Maybe I'll... I might be at PAX. Mm-hmm. I haven't decided if I'm going to go yet or not.
What about the next week? The day after Spider-Man?
Should be.
Whoa, dude.
Because I want to watch football with you guys.
Oh, yeah.
I want to have a house party at my new crib.
That'd be great.
Watching football.
Sounds like a good time.
Eating snacks.
Let's do it.
Okay.
You can count me in.
Can we do it naked?
If I'm not working, I'll make sure I take that day off. Okay. You have to remind me.
The second week would be dope because that's a bigger game for sure.
Okay.
At South Carolina.
Count me in.
No awesome. New reviews this week.
Oh, that stinks.
You guys really blew it.
Y'all did. Nobody took a crap this week, I guess.
It's all good. We'll bounce back.
It's fine. Please leave us a review at Apple Podcasts. If you're just taking a dump, taking your sister to dance class.
While you're driving.
Don't do that. Whip your phone out. Leave us a 5-star review. I'm sure the paramedics will understand as they're pulling your car out of the side of a tree.
You just got to be like, hey, have you heard these guys? They do nothing fun.
Sir, your arms are across the road. But thanks for the review anyways.
With the phone still in hand, gripping.
please subscribe to us at youtube.com/itsobviousgaming. If you're listening to us anywhere else, and please give this video a thumbs up. That helps us out tremendously. Leave us a comment as well. Tell us anything you'd possibly like to tell us. We would very much appreciate it. Check us out on our Discord channel. We have a really nice, warm, welcoming community that are there. A lot of nice people will welcome you with open arms.
Indeed.
Yes. Anything else I'm missing?
Stream Monday and Tuesday at 8 p.m. And the schedule is being made very shortly. So we'll have a set schedule that happens every week.
Just check the description below. Everything's there.
Mm-hmm.
But thanks for listening, everybody. We really appreciate it. We hope to see y'all next week. And if you guys don't have anything else to say, I guess that'll do it.
No, had a good time chatting with you guys this week, even though it was very short.
Likewise.
Sounds good. Well, we'll see you guys next week.
Everyone have a fantastic week.
Bye.